Hello. Hello, hello. Oh, peeking. Oops. Hello, my friend. Hello. Did we get that? Not the friendly one, the weird ones. Where you hear it, where you see a video or somewhere. You're in trouble, my friend. Like, wait a second. What are you calling my friend? What are you calling me a friend? When you say, I'm in trouble. Or, I did wrong to you. What are you calling me friend? It's like, man, you're going to get it, my friend. And people say that. It's like, why was your friend? Why would you, get him in trouble, then what's in trouble? I thought friends are friends. Strange, right? Language. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live, June 1st, 6-1, 2022. Wow. Made it to June. Now, some people say that. Just say, oh, made it to June. Like, I calibrate my screen, but it's off. Like the color is correct, but you have to be dead on with the TN panels. TN being the non-dotted. Like IPS. IPS is, well, it's like, has the perfect darkness and light. And so, anywhere you can turn your heads around, the color is the same, wherever you turn. Very slight changes. TN panel is not. TN is old school, almost. And so wherever you look, color change. It's good for certain things, but it's not so great on others. So I was able to calibrate close, but just like, it's weird. Still have to work on it just slightly. I have to like tone it down, the colors, and it's a pain in the butt to do. It's like one of those, oh God, come on. And can never get it right either. It just doesn't want to go. Yeah, weird. Anyway, it works for now until I get a new one. Get the widescreen QHD. So what else is new? I didn't read into it. However, the everybody's like freaking out over. Some people are freaking out. Others like whatever. The whole Doran thing, like a case. What thing is, if you did something wrong, something's gonna happen to you. If the court said your friend with the court, then the court, the judge, whoever, your friend or not, it's like, no, it's nothing burger. Well, guess what? Well, everybody involved will get karma. So even the good guys will get karma. So don't do bad things. If you did, well, get ready for it. Maybe it didn't happen now, but now, because it didn't happen now, the karma energy increases to the next level. So we do get hit, coming back at you is harder, right? You go down harder. your people next to you, people who work with you, or connection with, they're gonna get it too. So part of it. As far as timing, I don't know. Karma could last for years, or karma could just be like instantaneous. So you don't know. We don't know. Whatever. They want to do it. Whatever. It happens, happens. And some people say, go, you know. But I agree with one thing. It's on record now, right? If they choose to lie a little more, they'd be like, hey, it's on record. You lied. Like, hey, now what? Gonna lie some more? They're gonna try to escape. Well, the back, I always want to escape till the end, like until like gunpoint, last minute. They'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Then you say, all right. Oh, you feel sorry for the person. It's like, oh, well, my friend, we're not going to do anything, but you've been warned. And then guess what? They will go back to their old ways. But this is human. Humans do that. Somebody, you got a habit, right? Somebody stop you. Say, hey, stop that habit, my friend. And guess what? So as soon as the person is gone, you go back. You will go back to the habit again. And you just can't, sometimes you don't want to break it. It's like, I like it. Makes me feel good. Even if it's bad for you, some people have had bad habits. I have bad habits all the time. Yeah. Oops, right? Yeah, whatever. Dun, 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 dun. What's the other things? I saw something else on the news that just... what? Bar? Bar? Maybe do that. Bar? Because some people spoke about, say they're gonna do the pandemic. They're gonna blame this, and then they're gonna blame on climate change, and Bill Gates did it. The next possible pandemic is gonna be based on climate change. How's the climate change effect? Viruses. How the virus can just live. Doesn't matter what temperature it is. I don't know. It's just weird. They want to control, yeah, of course. Actually, they shut down I guess they sort of did, sort of didn't. The flip phones, pay as you go, they shut off some of them, not allowed to use. You gotta get a new one. It's $50. Like, you gotta change a number too. Pay as you go, you try to do a pay as you go. I wanna keep that number. They're like, nope. I'm sorry. Even my regular phone, had a regular charge thing, try to transfer it. Something went wrong. It's like, hey, we can't do it. All right, fine. I'll switch my phone. Friends complain. It's like, oh, my phone number. It's like, hey, yo, it's not me, all right? It's not me. It's the switching out phone number. I'm glad you got the same phone number, but I can't do it. Switch a company, and sometimes they promise something and they don't. Technical issues. Yeah, probably. But I don't care. Shut up, my friend. That's the best one I heard. Shut up, my friend. It's like, I'm your friend. Why are you telling me shut up for it? It's so weird, man. I do not understand what's going on with this language crap. It's like, but it changes society, right? It's a society thing. It's either media or interaction with certain group of people that change the way we speak every day. Like I said, with the pointing thing with your finger, old days, when the ladies point a finger and telling you something, their fingers pointing at you all the whole time. Like they'll go up and down, they didn't do that dot thing. Dot thing is touchscreen based. Dot. You. Like they click, 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 click. The click thing. That's how it happened. And who did that? Who started this whole thing with the touchscreen fingers? What device, right? What's the device that everybody has? Maybe some people don't, but majority of people have, right? What's it do? There's a camera in the front, camera in the back, and you touch. Mostly touch and swipe. Right? That changed. It changed the gesture language that we have. So same thing with my friend. I think mostly I got my friend, either South America or South American friends, when they talk in the beginning, before everybody started using it. I heard that. And Middle Eastern. And also India. I got a few Indian friends that is my friend. They will say my friend. I never asked any one of them. But I always thought that I don't understand. It's like that guy, you don't like that person. Why do you call them friend? It's I don't know what it is. What does that mean? I don't get it. Well, it's the logical side. Just like, it's illogical. Illogical. Error. The illogical side of me. It's like, whatever. I'll use that term. I'll use that saying to anybody. Why not? So I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff here and there, and then all this craziness. I didn't the whole weekend. I did not go into details with these. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't go politics. Only yesterday I went to like Europe Post and stuff, but. And Zero Hedge. I didn't go through politics. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't. Yep. So, Elon says the Tesla employee must return to office. They have to be in office minimum of 40 hours. Or get out. Yeah, why not? I won't mind going to work. I don't mind remote working, but just for me, I don't know. I think I said it in a few podcasts, maybe not this one, when I switched to popping, but in the past, before everybody started doing this whole remote working thing, I did it a long time ago, like years ago. It's not cool at a certain point, because, you know, you sit there, you wait. When the other side's not on time, you gotta wait. Then what happened with me was, it's so complicated, and it's got internal politics involved, drama, lots of drama, where we're going to meet at 9 o'clock, okay, a.m. I sit there at 9 o'clock a.m. all till noon times. Then as courtesy from my thing, from my end, it's like, I need to go do some other stuff, because the reason I'm remote working, because I got to take care of my elder parents, the elderlies. As soon as I text them, I say, hey, where are you going? Get back to your desk. So how abusive that can be. And I leave and I tell them stuff, like, you know, because I actually literally tell them, it's just like slavery. I'm sorry. So, and you don't pay me much. So, sorry, I gotta go. Bye. So that was the last time ever did remote work. I would never do it again. If I do it again, it won't be something like that. If I meet somebody like that again, we're like, no, get we meet a company like that, like, get out. Say, sorry, this is the last time. Project's finished, and I'd be like, hey, would you like to? Be like, nope, never again. Don't call me. And they won't figure out what it is. Say, hey, look, I said at this time, at this date, I'll have the project finished. Then I'll give you a heads up. And every day I'll give it one head up. Is you want to hear of progress, I'll give you a little progress. But most likely, I can't really give you progress. Otherwise, you panic. You panic and you call me. You call me multiple times a day, and then multiple people calling me for the same exact thing. It's like, look, I did that before with newsprint and post-production, and I had to tell one boss that, hey, I finished this work, okay. And the other boss need to know, so why don't you guys put a blackboard, like, this project is finished or something, right, on the board. With a chalk or even with a pen, right? Reasonable. Project finished, okay. So everybody can look at it and be like, okay, good. We can move on to next. But instead, the boss sitting in the office next door, then they don't talk. They have no communications. So one boss say, oh, okay, it's done. The other boss, hey, is that done yet? And he'll call. The other boss is three bosses asking for the same stuff. Like, yes, we did it, finished. Then even when you email them, all three of them at the same time, doesn't work. They still call. Because I don't know. Are you pretending to be bosses? You know, it's weird. And yeah, if a company does that, I'll be like, no, you're out. No, you're out. Bye. Go find somebody else to do your work. if they insist, then say, hey, I want triple pay. What's that? You pay me triple amount from the last project. Triple amount. Or quadruple amount. This is how much it is now. That will kick him out right away. Like, oh, forget it. Let's go buy it. Go find some kid from just graduated college. But even, no, I mean, we're at the point that I don't need to do this stuff anymore. You know, like in the old days, you had to build a website from scratch. Now it's just like, oh, CMS, done. Why do I have to do, wait a second. I don't have to do nothing. I just put pictures here and put a little type, like I'm done. Like my portfolio websites and stuff, photography websites. It's just simple things. 1, 2, 3, done. Yeah, it's good enough. Bye. Don't have to look at it for months. Podcast, simple. So you have already built in CMS. Yeah, I don't need to do all that stuff. But the manual stuff, yeah, of course. If you're making like t-shirts, yeah, you still have to, like, but now they have printers. You can just print, like, okay, just put a t-shirt in this board and send it to a printer, and a print thing would just, like, 3D printer and just print this stuff out, like a shirt. I'm like, yeah. Why bother? No. Eventually, that's where we're moving towards. And, you know, and these type of jobs will change, of course. But remote working, I totally understand. I'd rather go office. I'd rather work in an office because then it's simpler to work with somebody. So I totally agree what Elon's doing. They should. They're scared. Oh my God. I think I read an article yesterday about what Bill Gates is like. Omicron was the best vaccine. It's the most efficient vaccine. So Omicron's not, it's not. What do you mean? So Omicron's not, it's not a variant, it's an actual vaccine. So, yeah, what are you guys doing? Damn it. Weird. Just strange. Okay, anyway. I can move on to what? I don't know what. Now, I said I really liked the Miata RF. Then, like, looking at the pictures of the new Toyota GR86, I'm like, oh. But that thing is a gas guzzler. I think I saw a comparison. FuelEconomy.gov. Okay. FuelEconomy. It's 22 combined highway and city. Super BRZ, same thing. Four Mustangs. 24 is a little better. We're like, oh, wow. And guess what? Mazda. Miata. MX-5 or Miata. 29. That's nice, man. 273 miles. It's like, holy cow, man. That's a GR's 273 miles, I think. Mazda's a little more, maybe like 300 something. It's like, hey, I'd rather have that in fuel economy. And it's fun to drive. That's it. Other than that, I don't know. It was just everything else is. And there's like the Korean, and people forgot. Actually, I got it from the drive, and I forgot. They had a date for a certain, not holidays, but just like, then just like Asian Appreciation Day or something. I think it was a couple days ago. I don't know. So people are wondering why this Korean pop, like the pop song, whatever the boy band, where they show up, White House was Asian Appreciation Day. That's what it is. Doesn't matter. I don't know. I don't care. My thing is, like, either you like me or you don't. You want to appreciate? Okay, fine. No. Whatever. You buy me beer and I'll buy the next. I'm just a person. I don't care. So people say, oh, you're because you're this and then I'm not categorized. I'm not categorized. Like the two words, my friend. I'm not categorized. Yes, I'm your friend. Are you? Are you my friend? Or am I your friend? I don't know. You tell me. Man. Well, generally, just you go out being friendly, of course. But then you get a few cases. And there are a lot of people who have no channel to voice their opinion or something. They hold it back, something, and you meet them. They're like, they dump everything in you. And then you just like, what? Error. It's like, oh my God. I did not hear that, my friend. That happens a lot. I'm like, oh boy. Oh, anyway. So Asia appreciate, if you want to appreciate Asian thing, go buy Asian food. Go buy the mini buns. The mini soup buns. You learn how to fry them. Or pan fry them. Then you pan fry them until the bottom gets dark a little bit. Then you put water on it. You want to put a little bit of sesame sauce again, but put water on them. Just, I'd say, 1/3 of a cup of water for a big, medium-sized pan, and let it steam. Then when it dries out, start it sizzling again, that's when it's done. You can make it at home. We can just go to restaurants, learn about the food, Asian foods, and learn about JDMs. You know, learn about formula drift, what that really means. You know, my acquaintance Ken, yeah, he's great, but there are so many formula drift drivers, so unbelievable. I do like the new Huni something, Hunigan, the Porsche, I guess the hill climb, what they call it, it's like a piggy, they call it a little piggy something, it's like pork, I don't know, whatever it is, I mean, it is nice, and they're going to make a video of it, of course. Yeah, so I don't know. CXC simulators to a 16 kit because they are for work, for not for play. What does that mean? Big simulator. Wow. With the big screens. It's got it. Huh, interesting. I would never get this. Well, I shouldn't say I would never. It's like, I don't want that. Yeah, 60 grand, man. It's big. It's too big. It's too much. Is there anything else I don't know? Ooh. The Ferrari SF90 driver crashing into a car parks. Runs away. Be careful with Ferraris. Actually, I was doing... Oh, my God. Wow. This is bad. I'm on the drive, so I was looking up the Asian appreciation thing. I didn't get it from there, though. Kind of from Instagram of our favorite chick. Of our favorite Asian chick. Oh, she hears that. She's like, kill me. I'm not a chick. So yes, you are your Formula Drift chick. You're the JDM chick. Kristen Lee. So her Instagram said it. AAPD, I guess, Asian Appreciation Day. I don't know. But the second link, actually, once I finish, I should link it again. Watch a Ferrari SF90 driver crash into five parked cars and run away. Well, anyway, I was doing the maybe racing thing. Everybody's doing like Memorial Day. People just on the server. So I was driving around, people were chatting here and there. And the simulator has nighttime now, so you drive at night, it's a little different. I see a lot of people pull out the parking lot and they just floor those supercars. I'm like, you can't floor a supercar. You cannot floor those old school supercars. This throttle control. You got it. Adhere to what they say, adhere to with your steering. You gotta learn how to do it correctly. So these Ferraris, same thing. SF90s. Oh, yeah, it's like, whew. Yeah, going that fast and try to do some kind of crazy maneuver. Yeah. Nope. That's not gonna work. You're gonna hit someone. Oh my God. The guy running away. This is crazy. Holy cow. Expensive. And other cars. You gotta pay for the other cars. Ooh. Yikes. Yeah. If you ever get the money, you have cars like that. Go on track. Bigger streets, just hit the wrong bump. It's over. Front lift up, try to turn, and it's over. You're just going too fast, and the front wheel don't catch, or the rear wheel, or do catch, the rear wheel starts spinning, it starts slipping. It's over. On the street, yeah. Oops. But I've noticed, like, I don't know how many accidents between the years of these supercars. I'm sure there are more. It just seems like in today's exact date, compared to where it was before video games, before racing video games, there was a difference. People respected more of these cars. Now it's just like, hey, I bought Bitcoin for when it was nothing. Now I'm worth billions. I'm gonna go buy one of these and drive. Like, it's like, you sure about that? It's like, should you buy a old Honda Civic to try it first? Then you work your way up to the bigger cars. It's like, well, I can do on Gran Turismo. It's like, no, you can't. No. You can't do that. No. Respect. Any car you drive, yeah, give it respect. Even when people say, oh, just get you to, like, one of those slow cars, okay, just get you to, like, point A to point B, but have respect for it. And watch the road, because there's a lot of people shouldn't have. I could say that. I could say that to so many things, so many people. But then, should they have a license or should they not have a license? It really, it's not the point. You can complain about it, or you can be aware about it, right? When you see, you can tell who cannot drive, who's looking at their phone. You just, like, back off a little bit. Don't pass them, nothing. Just stare at them. Don't beep them. Don't do nothing. You beep them, they might go crazy. People shouldn't have cars. They have cars now. So be on the lookout on the road. Whether somebody says faxing from faxing or not, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is, just be on the lookout. And be on the lookout for kids. Think that this is GTA 5, man. I'm gonna drive this car in real life like GTA 5. You know, go crisscross here, there, and braking, heartbreaking. And raise my hand and say, what are you guys doing? Why are you so slow? Those guys, yeah, stay away from them too. Just, they're trying to cut in. I know a lot of people, it's like, trying to block them. It's like, yeah. I just slow down. It's like, go, get out of here. Get away from me. Bye. That's what you should be thinking. It's like, it's my safety, it's other people's safety, but you're going to be a jerk. Go be a jerk. Ahead. Now, I don't know how many times I've seen kids do that, or even like middle aged people drive super fast, and the next stoplight, I pull right next to them and just give them a look. Like, all this effort for you to bypass all these cars, and yet they're behind you or they're in front of you again. Take it easy. Want to race? Want to go fast? Okay, do it when there's no lot of car around, and if you get caught, you get caught. But please, if you don't, no, you had a nice day. Otherwise, take it onto the track. Just drive it on the track. Let it out. So before I go, I'm looking. I guess today is going to be short because I have nothing else to say except this. I'm looking at the DeLorean. Even the person who wrote this article, underdrives the DeLorean should just stop trying. Here's why. It's all rendered. And they want, I think it was like $135,000 for the new EV they're doing, and it's all rendered. I mean, it's nice. $135,000? What? $135,000? Why don't I just go down to a Tesla dealership and get one right now? It's on the lot. You can get one. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you have to order it, but you'll get it soon. It probably does the same exact thing. I mean, it's the way they design is it's beautiful, right? But hey, it's not real yet. And they have to get the company going again with the DMC. DeLorean Motor Company. Again, they got to rebuild everything again. Then they got to do this, do that. Maybe DeLorean should, whoever's doing this, should go to the Musk man, my friend, and say, hey, Elon, can you be doing this? Please. We give you extra cash. And they want a $500 down or something like that. I can't remember. What's the down payment? Alpha 5 is what they called. I can't believe DeLorean they're still around. I thought they closed. 2022. It's called Concepts Car. Okay. Okay. Alpha experiment reserve. How much is reserve? I'm not going. No way. No thanks. If they do make it, oh, great, because it might bring them back. Maybe they have to get Michael J. Fox or find somebody who looks like him and say, hey, this is the future. This is the new one. New movie, but with a new car. And the thing hovers. Or maybe like warps to another galaxy. Something very, whoa. I like that. Oh boy. This is crazy. I don't know. I have mixed feeling about it because I still like the classic DeLorean because that's iconic. The engine sucks. That's what I heard. But I know a few people can take that engine now and then put it aftermarket something and make it worth it. They can put electric engine in it. I heard about the people who tear down Teslas or other EV, the engine or the parts, then they pull it back into a DeLorean. They say it's amazing. It's super fast. I love that. Why don't people do that anymore? Let's make custom stuff. It's like, nope. Political correctness? Yeah, probably. So whatever it is, it is, it is, and I don't care. In the end, in the end of the day, I'm a my friend, because that's it. That's all you need to know about me. I'm your friend. Until you say you don't want to be friend, my friend, then don't say that word, my friend. Say, I'm not your friend anymore. Okay, bye. Go do my thing. Then you apologize, come back. Well, the drama, come back. So I'm sorry, my friend. It's like, okay, I'll be your friend again. I don't care. Really, it's much more than what you think it is. Or this drama, or this thing, even the cars. Or then it's the universe is so much bigger than, so much more than you think it is. We're just a baby. We're a little baby. Baby friend. We're a little baby friend. You know, we're just learning. Well, some of us might be taking vacation, but most of us are learning cool stuff. Like, so that's how it works. Get slapped in the face. Like, what? Why? Oh, because that, oh. You get a pat in the head, pat in the back. Like, oh, you took a good job. Oh, wonder why. Oh, okay, I did that. And they liked it. Great. So anyway, this is it for the day, for the podcast. We're gonna have thunder again. Last night I had this weird, like, I don't know what it is. Maybe a tiny little tornado or something. It knocked down my recycle bin. Got, you know, our driveway's full of like cans and stuff. At least they're heavy enough so they didn't move. So, okay, pull it back. It was just like weird. And I look at next door neighbors. Nothing. They were perfect. Didn't get knocked down. Then nothing. Like, why mine? Why me? But then you think about the universe with certain things. Like, maybe it's like, hey, you know what? It might be a karma thing. Yeah, who cares? See, that's... I do care, but I don't care. That's my attitude. I don't care. What should I? Just take it easy. Leave it alone. If somebody wants to be left alone, leave them alone. Something needs to be left alone, leave them alone. Don't push it. No. And that's it. Live. Like, live. Okay, my friend. So this is it. Have a wonderful June and welcome to June. Have a wonderful day of Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. I don't know. Be cool today. I don't know. My friends, be cool, my friends. Yeah, that's what you should be doing. And chill out. It's the summer, beginning of summer. Chill. Go have a icy drink and relax. You don't need politics. Who cares? If you want to get into it, go ahead. But as I just, it's not even worth it anymore. Focus on your life beyond that. That's what you should be doing. So, anyway, have a wonderful day, and I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.